For me personal, personally, because my chanting, especially Mandarin one, you cannot catch up. They are very, very fast.
Yeah, they are very
so
fast.
So my purpose is not to go there to do chanting. Yeah, yeah. My purpose there is just to absorb that vibration, you know, the vibration.
You're silent.
Yes,
the
silent.
Moment you're silent, correct. All this come in.
Yes, correct. So for me, it's developing my inner awareness, stabilizing my inner awareness. So how long I can stay with it, you know?
Sadhu.
And then the vibration go in, it will open up your heart.
Open up your heart, you know?
That is what my purpose of the attending the,
sadhu,
the chanting.
Sadhu. Yeah. Very good.
Sadhu,
thank you for the sharing. So this is how you can understand different people approach cultivation differently. Same environment, same chanting by the same group of monk and nun and all those things. But how come it's been received by each and everyone differently? Well, every one of us is different. Our karmic past is different. Our DNA conditioning, everything. Your retributive karma, your activity karma, and also your affliction karma, they are all different. That's why you will understand how people are just the way they are. The world is the world. Condition like that, things be like that. Everybody is subject to the same condition, but different outcome. So it definitely have to do with what the Buddha said. We are all born of karma, heir to our karma. Condition supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. And because our form and mind has evolved over billions and billions of years, eons and eons of period of samsaric coming and going activity. No two person is the same, understand? Everyone is different. So all this understanding as it unfolds in your cultivation, you become different. Your understanding of the totality of existence become very different. You have very extensive exposure and understanding. And you can later on teach and guide people differently. Where you witness them, you see them. So I like this type of group sharing and discussion because you learn faster. Understand not? For me, even my nature come and I do the sharing, it's like I share, I teach, but I learn also. Well, from what I saw, the response, the result, and how each and everyone come and so different, and how they receive, my nature also learn. And because of all this long period of cultivation, that's why my nature can sense and know why certain people are like that, why certain people are not like that. To me, this is natural. This is what the nature's law is. This is what Dhamma is. And Dhamma is very beautiful. It has its conditioned Dhamma and conditioned Dhamma. So all this, as you cultivate, you develop deeper and deeper understanding, more and more extensive understanding. And that's how it perfects your spiritual nature, your karmic nature, your understanding. Then the more you cultivate, the more understanding you will develop. This is the reason why I say wisdom is unending. You can learn. Your civilization is unending. The universe is so immense. There is no such thing as I have learned enough, understand? Even I think in the our Mandarin education, they have a lot of this saying that to learn is a life journey. It's an unending thing, understand? Well, this is what life is all about. So when you understand all this, you become different.